Welcome to Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Brooklyn Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The second baseman, Hal Janvrin. Batting third. The center fielder, Chick Shorten. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Hoblitzell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Duffy Lewis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pinch Thomas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Mays. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Carl Mays. For the Brooklyn Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Hi Myers. Batting second. The first baseman, Jake Daubert. Batting third. The right fielder, Casey Stengel. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Zach Wheat. Batting fifth. The second baseman, George Cutshaw. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Mowry. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ivy Olson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Otto Miller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Coombs. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Jack Coombs. And now, play ball. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Janvrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Janvrin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mowry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Hoblitzell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoblitzell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Shorten trying to get to third. Stengel throws the ball into Mowry, who tags Shorten for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Hi Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is hit by the pitch. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert bunts towards the mound. Mays fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Myers moves to second. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel bunts towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to first for the out. Myers moves to third. Daubert moves to second. One out. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is walked intentionally. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hoblitzell fields it and throws to home to get Myers. Daubert moves to third. Wheat moves to second. Two outs. Mike Mowry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mowry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Duffy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Myers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ivy Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otto Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Jack Coombs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coombs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinch Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Janvrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Janvrin is 0 for 1 in the game. There goes Hooper. The throw from Miller and he is out, Cutshaw applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. High Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Daubert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel is 0 for 1 in the game. Stengel hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Daubert moves to second. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wheat hits a line drive into left field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Cutshaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Daubert scores. Stengel moves to third. Cutshaw moves to second. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Mike Mowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Janvrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Janvrin is 0 for 1 in the game. Janvrin hits a fly ball into right field. Stengel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shorten hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Hoblitzell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoblitzell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. There goes Shorten. The throw from Miller and he is out, Olsen applying the tag. Two outs. Dick Hoblitzell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoblitzell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoblitzell hits a fly ball into center field. Myers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ivy Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0 for 1 in the game. Olsen bunts towards third. Gardner picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gardner. Olsen moves to second. Otto Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller bunts towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to first for the out. Olsen moves to third. One out. Jack Coombs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coombs is 0 for 1 in the game. Coombs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Olsen scores. It's 2-0, Dodgers. Hi Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Myers bunts towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to first for the out. Coombs moves to second. Two outs. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Daubert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Duffy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a pop-up towards third. Maury settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coombs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stengel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wheat takes first base on ball 4. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to first for the out. Wheat moves to second. Two outs. Mike Maury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maury is 0 for 2 in the game. Maury takes first base on ball 4. Ivy Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Olsen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lewis who is chasing the ball. Olsen reaches third base with a triple. Wheat scores. Maury goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Dodgers. Otto Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinch Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Olaf Henriksen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Henriksen takes first base on ball 4. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Myers who is chasing the ball. Hooper reaches third base with a triple. Henriksen goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Dodgers. Hal Janvrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Janvrin is 0 for 2 in the game. Janvrin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kutchaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Shorten hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hooper scores. It's 4-2, Dodgers. Dick Hoblitzell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoblitzell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoblitzell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coombs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jack Coombs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coombs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coombs hits a line drive towards short. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. High Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Myers hits a pop-up towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Daubert hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lewis, who is chasing the ball. Daubert reaches third base with a triple. Lewis throws the ball into Thomas, who tags Daubert trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Duffy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Daubert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lewis for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Dodgers. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Myers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinch Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stengel hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Wheat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kutchaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kutchaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. There goes Wheat. The throw from Thomas and he is safe. Wheat steals second. George Kutchaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kutchaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kutchaw hits a pop-up towards first. Hoblitzell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Mowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mowry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mowry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rube Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pfeffer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Janvrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Janvrin is 0 for 3 in the game. Janvrin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ivy Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Otto Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hoblitzell scoops it up and throws to first, with Foster covering, for the out. Two outs. Jeff Pfeffer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfeffer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hi Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Myers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Shorten hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Hoblitzell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoblitzell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoblitzell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duffy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Stengel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Brooklyn Dodgers, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Ebbets Field in Brooklyn.